everyone, I'm John Leeming and this is The Organist Encores. Now, I sometimes start by saying something about my choice of tracks for the show, but that would only be partly true this time. The choice of albums comes not from me, but from my computer. Let me explain. I've got about 400 CDs of theatre and electronic organ music on my shelves, so I asked the computer to generate 9 random numbers between 1 and 400. I simply used these numbers to count along the shelves and pulled out the corresponding CDs. So, if you don't like today's selection, blame the computer, not me. But you can blame me for the choice of tracks from these albums. I didn't dare ask the computer to do that randomly. It might have chosen 9 extended medleys and then we'd be here all night. The computer has actually chosen a nicely balanced selection of artists and organs, so unusually for me, there's not a Compton to be heard. But it did pull out a Rutt and a Barton, which gives us this lively opener from Jelani Eddington. Well-deserved applause there for Jelani Eddington with New Sun in the Sky on the grand Barton organ in the incredible Rialto Square Theatre in Joliet, Illinois. As my colleague Steve Ashley says on his most recent edition of Hot Pipes, the foyer there alone is as big as many a complete cinema. Well, that track comes from an album of highlights from the 2009 Rialto Fest Extravaganza, featuring a range of different organists and organs in the area. Now to Kilburn and the mighty Wurlitzer in the Gaumont State Theatre in the days when we were allowed to enjoy listening to this organ, with big band stylist Michael Woolrich and Smile to Smile.
Thank you.
Smile to Smile, a swingy number from the pens of Carn, Johnson and Pugh. Now, Richard Johnson is also Tim Wills, the album's producer, with his composer's hat on, and a fine job he did of both there, back in 1995. I listened to that track with a mixture of pleasure and sadness, a pleasure for the music, of course, and sadness when I read the incredibly detailed and informative sleeve notes which were put together by the late Frank Hare. We'll certainly miss being able to draw on Frank's incredible knowledge, his many skills and his multifaceted creativity, but we'll continue to be able to enjoy the fruits of his life's work as little bits of his legacy like this continue to pop up from time to time. Now, going back over a century now, when Dame Vera Lynn was born, the First World War was just finishing and the theatre organ, as we know it, didn't exist. Nevertheless, her songs that brought us cheer in the Second World War could have been tailor-made for the theatre organ, and this is where the rut instrument comes in. Much-missed BBC presenter Nigel Ogden, and now happily a fellow presenter on this show, cut an album at the St Albans Organ Museum, now the Organ Theatre, featuring the Wurlitzer, the Rut, the Hammond and a piano. With a trio of Vera Lynn favourites, here is Nigel at the Rut.
Thank you.
that lovely weekend, the White Cliffs of Dover, and we'll meet again. Magical interpretations of three magical songs from Nigel Ogden on the St Albans Rut in 2007, an instrument that's come on a long way since those days. Talking of museums, the computer has next selected Thursford. A roll of drums, please, for Robert Wolfe, shortly due to start his 39th season, I think it is, at the 19 ranked Wurlitzer there. Abanico, a lively march in Robert Wolfe's crisp style on the Thursford Wurlitzer. In complete contrast now, we fly away to Birmingham. Well, Birmingham, Alabama, in reality, where Tom Hazleton glides his way through a dreamy version of Two Sleepy People on the Alabama Theatre Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
Tom Hazleton making Smooth Music in Concert on the 28th rank Alabama Wurlitzer in 2001. Originally a Public's number one instrument, more or less identical to the one from the Odeon Manchester, now in Stockport Town Hall, and equally capable of creating those elegant evocative sounds. Now we go over to Australia and the Oran Centre at Campsie in the suburbs of Sydney. Here's Chris McPhee at the Wurlitzer. By Mir Bist Du Schön, Chris McPhee putting the Orion Centre Wurlitzer through its paces. Now these days, virtual theatre pipe organs, or VTPOs, are becoming increasingly popular and increasingly realistic. But computer control of sample sounds of pipes is nothing particularly new, as shown here on this 20-year-old recording of Dwight Beecham on the Allen Organ Company's then state-of-the-art George Wright signature organ.
Thank you.
it's been a long, long time. 33 ranks of digital pipes, played by Alan's production manager Dwight Beecham. Now, from the George Wright signature Alan to the George Wright pipe organ itself, which he named the Hollywood Philharmonic Organ. Now, when I pulled this CD off the shelf, I found the case was empty, no sign of the CD. But Damon, as ever, came to the rescue, and I defy anyone to listen to George Wright's tongue-in-cheek version of Don't Fence Me In, complete with horse effects, without the occasional smile or giggle. Ha ha, George Wright, straddling his own saddle, or rather his Wurlitzer a bench, with that Cole Porter cowboy song, Don't Fence Me In. I'm delighted that the computer picked the random number for this last album. If you were going to select the finest two installations ever to originate from the Wurlitzer factory, this surely would be one of them. The incredible 36 rank instrument that graced the Fox Theatre, which itself graced San Francisco for all too few years. One-time resident Everett Norse knew how to use the organ in that vast auditorium of 4,600 seats to perfection. Thank you. wonderful fox sound of blessed memory, never to fragrance the air again. Everett Norse with Cherry Blossom Time, a wonderful performance to end the show as the spring blossoms start to appear on the trees around the Northern Hemisphere. So it's goodbye from me, John Leeming, and this time my computer. See you in 4 weeks.